1 Peter chapter 3, we're going to be taking most of our lesson from that text, 1 Peter 3. And as you're turning, I'm going to give a word of warning to the men who are here tonight. In the first part of this lesson, you may think that this lesson is directed to the women. You may be tempted to poke your wife with your elbow. But don't rejoice too much. It's going to be coming around to you before the end of this lesson. 1 Peter chapter 3, and we could read early, but let's just start reading with verse 3, talking, of course, to wives here, women in general. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair, the putting on of gold, jewelry, or the clothing you wear. But let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. In our lesson tonight, I want to focus on two words in particular. The word gentle, or meek, as the King James Version says, and quiet, quiet spirit. What's Peter's main point here? He's talking about inner beauty. My wife, Beverly, asked me sometimes about another woman. Do you think she's pretty? Sometimes I feel like I need to be very careful when I'm asked that question. But sometimes when thinking about it, I'll say, well, if you want to, like a fashion model, 10, as we used to say in the 70s, 80s, physically, no, not really. But she has a way about her. A kind of quiet confidence. A pleasant manner. An acceptance of herself. Love and concern for others. So I say, yeah, she's pretty. And when I'm thinking that way, I'm thinking that inner beauty, that lasting beauty. And Peter's point here in 1 Peter 3, 3 and 4 is that's the main type of beauty that matters. That comes from a gentle and quiet spirit. Let's look at those words. We'll first look at gentle or meek. What about that word? Well, we have here some synonyms. Gentle, mild is sometimes found. W.E. Vine has an interesting quote about this word. It says, the exercises of it are first and chiefly towards God. It is the temper of spirit in which we accept His dealings with us as good and therefore without disputing or resisting. Notice the key ideas there. Confidence in God. Acceptance. There's a misconception out there that meekness is weakness. Didn't mean to rhyme, but it works out that way. Meekness is not weakness. It really is almost the opposite of weakness. It's a gentleness that comes from supreme confidence in God as our Father. The story is told of a little girl. This would have been over 100 years ago. Her father was a captain of a great transatlantic ocean liner. And so he took his family with him on one of the trips between New York and London. And in the middle of the Atlantic, a fierce storm arose and it woke up the passengers as the boat was buffeted about. And people began to be concerned in what's going to happen. And somebody saw the little girl, the daughter of the captain, over there sleeping soundly. And somebody went over and woke her up and says, little girl, there's a storm. We're concerned. You need to get to wake up and be prepared in case we have to do something, in case there's an emergency. The little girl looked around and said, is my father at the helm? I said, yes. He said, well, I'm just going to go right back to sleep. She turned over and went back. She had supreme confidence in her father at the helm that allowed her to sleep gently and peacefully in spite of the storms around about her. that illustrates the fact. Meekness, confidence that comes from our trust in God. There are some texts that we could look at as well. Jesus is meek. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Now I, Paul, myself urge you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. More of you probably would be thinking of Isaiah 42, verse 2. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. Strength that gives gentleness and meekness because of confidence. He knew that he had the unlimited resources of the Father at his disposal. Whatever happens, my Father will give me the inner strength that I need to get through this and get through others. Another little illustration. Think of two men and facing some kind of a physical threat. Think of a big, hefty man who lifts weights, knows martial arts. He's walking down the street. Then think of a little nerdish guy, bony, a Barney Fife type of person. Which one of those two is going to be confident and calm when approached by somebody else on a dark night? It's the calm one that is going to be strong and confident because of his strength. He can afford to be confident and calm. Meekness is gentleness with confidence, gentleness with firmness and acceptance. Now, mothers and fathers, is this what we want for our daughters? Well, let's look at that second word that we pointed out. The word quiet, which goes with a quiet spirit. That word in this exact form is found the only two times in the New Testament. Here and in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 2. Now there's some other words that are close, but that's the only two times this exact word appears. There are some interesting things said about this word, quiet spirit. The sense of being calm, peaceful, and tranquil, as opposed to restless, rebellious, disturbed, or insubordinate. I like this one. I'm going to be referring back to this a lot. Removed from outside disturbances. And the next one. Bears with the tranquility the disturbance caused by others. Notice how that comment is similar to the previous one. We're dealing with how we deal with what comes from outside of us. Calmness in dealing with that. So we're talking about things that we can't control, but we're going to be peaceful about it. Opposites of this would be somebody who's very nervous and uptight and concerned. Oh no, the terrorists are going to get a bomb into New York City. Or it may be in fashion. Oh, this is so hopelessly out of date. I can't stand to be seen out and like this. Well, what about this? And what about that? And there may be a tornado. And there may be this problem. And there may be that. We know some people who are the opposite. Some people have to work with this more than others. And when we miss out on that quiet spirit, we miss out on the peace that God really wants us to have. So sisters, how does that word describe you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a quiet spirit do you have? How much can you remove yourself from outside disturbances? What a combination. Meek and quiet spirit. Well, for our next point, I want to point out the fact that the world simply has no appreciation for a meek and quiet spirit. I had to do a little research on this. Who are famous women celebrities today? I had to do a little research because I am so hopelessly out of date, I don't really know who are. I think I do know the one I'm going to put at the end. But I had to do a little consultation with my daughter and with a little bit on the internet. Who are women who are constantly being presented as role models for our youth today? Don't be asked the names of all of these, but my daughter assured me these are all good examples. What do we see? Famous celebrities? Who do we want to be like now? Meek and quiet. Spirit? No. I've seen some people shaking their heads. No. I don't even know. Meek and quiet. Spirit. No. I'm getting another sonorous head shaking. No. I can tell by looking here. Meek and quiet spirit. These are celebrities, some of the most famous ones. Meek and quiet spirit. I'll give you one now that I know. I'll just confess it every once in a while. I'll find myself watching. Meek and quiet spirit. We laugh. But this is what the world presents to our daughters as being popular. It's the opposite of meek and quiet. Boisterousness and rebelliousness is what is tolerated now. And even when you get away from the entertainment world, you can just sense our media pushing this type of an image on us. Military makes way for G.I. Jane. Well, I don't think I'd want to mess with her either. But she's going to go out and she's going to kill some Taliban. She's really with it. Is this a good thing? Is this a meek and quiet spirit that God knows is best for our women? So, in our public schools, we're bombarded by this type of lie. The purpose in life, according to modern philosophy, is for women to have a big career and to be the bossiest boss you can imagine. Just push those men around. Show them who's in charge. Meek and quiet spirit. And in schools, what do you want to be when you grow up? And if you say mother, you're bad shape, according to the modern concepts of the world. You might could answer fireman. You could say, I'd like to be in charge of 100 men. Maybe better just say, I want to be the president. The meanest boss in the company of the FBIG. Who have been civilizing us during that time? It's the women. No. Meek and quiet spirit. Let's not laminate it. Thinking this only applies to women? Thinking first people be as men. Let's look at that. Matthew 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek. There's our word. For they shall inherit the earth. Is that just talking about women? That's talking about men as well. Colossians 3:12. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, there's our word, and patience. Are we just talking women here? Or is this something for men as well? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. And here I think it's, we know we're not talking just about women. Flee from these things, you man of God. Who is he talking? Man of God. And pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. There's our word. This word describes the way we should be as men because of the strength that we have from God that comes from Jesus Christ. What did Jesus say? Matthew 11:29. I am meek, or gentle, meek and lowly of heart. There's our King, the one we're imitating. He is meek and lowly of heart. And it's because of strength. Here's another little illustration. I told somebody the other day, I love other people's dogs. I get along real well with them. And I like to talk and use dogs in illustration. I don't know why, but anyway, think about dogs. You have here a Saint Bernard. Powerful. Great dog. Used to rescue originally people in the Alps that were lost in the blizzards. So big and so powerful and yet so meek. Somebody's sitting there with their little baby. With no worries, no concerns. That big, powerful dog is gentle and meek. On the other hand, little chihuahuas are so nervous and insecure and unappreciated. And I think if I were as little as a little chihuahua, I might be that way as well. He's got to stand up for himself, but would certainly not be meek? Which one barks more? Which one makes most noise? Well, the little guy who is not that meek. He doesn't have the strength, the size, to give him the confidence to help him be meek. Sometimes you see Christian men. I probably ought to get that off of there. I don't think I did. I don't want to distract anymore. Sometimes, we'll go in a few minutes, not right now, to John 10, verse 11. Sometimes you see Christian men who are always like the little chihuahua barking, "I'm in charge here. You need to respect me. Do what I say." And when they're like that, they haven't learned how to be leaders. They haven't learned to be controlled. You know, if a man is really in control, he doesn't have to go around proclaiming it to everyone. If he's in charge, he just is. He's strong, but gentle. And the same thing is true in the church. Strength allows us to be meek and gentle. One of the biggest misconceptions about leadership is that to be a leader, you have to be something like a sergeant. Be here on time, 1800 hours. Come on, get the lead out. What's going on with you? Well, that guy's a leader. He may just be a little chihuahua, a Barney Fife type. I don't know why I'm throwing off on Barney tonight. But you understand. And in the church, you see preachers who think they are strong when they are barking constantly, seeking conflict, and bullying other people. I'm thankful that I think we see a little bit less of that now than we did 15 or 20 years ago. That's not strength. That's not meekness. That's not gentleness. That's not the way of Christ. What did Jesus say in John 10, verse 11? "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." That's leadership. Did Jesus say, "I am the good sergeant"? No, he's the good shepherd, gentle leading through example, through love, through strength and confidence. So, men, that word applies to us. Meek, gentle. But what about that second word, quiet spirit? Is that only for women? The only other place it's found in the scriptures, 1 Timothy 2:2, applies to us. Pray for kings and all who are in authority so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life. There it is. In all godliness and dignity. We want that for ourselves, don't we, men? A word that is very close, not the exact word, is 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 12, talking about those who are not working as they should. "Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly," there's that similar word, "and to earn their own living." Does that apply only women, or does that apply to men as well? We need more peaceful men. And go back to that comment. Men removed from outside disturbances. Let's think about that a little bit. There are some media sources and shows that tend to take us away from peacefulness, removed from outside disturbances. I think sometimes we teach correctly about the importance of avoiding movies that would be a danger to our sexual purity or to our speech. We need to keep on with that type of a warning. I think we need to warn about some other types of media that I don't hear discussed that much. The type of media that would take us away from a quiet and peaceful spirit. About 20 years ago, not that long, it doesn't seem, as far as I'm concerned, but I found myself listening a whole lot to talk radio. And those leftists were going to take over our country, and they were getting us away from God. And look at them, just taking over the Supreme Court. And I found myself getting, what are we going to do about it? We've got to go after it. They're tearing up our country. And the more I listened, the more angry and upset I got. One day it just hit me. Is this the way God wants me to be? Thinking right now of a young man who's pretty close to me. And his son told me, my dad just sits in front of the TV hollering and shaking his fist as these people on the TV talk about all the political maneuverings around about. Does God want us to be constantly upset by all the cultural and social trends? Does that help us really to be the salt of the earth? First century society, as bad as ours is, I don't think we've yet quite reached the level of depravity of Rome, where they had emperors who were pedophiles, uncleanliness and depravity. And yet, as you read the scriptures and you read letters of early Christians, you don't just see them all upset about the cultural trends or losing sleep on it. Instead, you see peace and seeking peace. Now, there were spiritual battles that they were involved in, but the cultural wars, they just didn't concern themselves with it. They were of another world, as we talked about with the young people, another kingdom. Instead, in the midst of all that, they were told to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be made known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing. That kind of goes with the definition of our word. Removed from outside disturbances. Anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I sincerely think, brethren, that we need to take it easy with Fox, MSNBC, CNN, and all these other letters. I'm not saying it's a sin. I'm just saying I think our ingestion of that type of thing needs to be diminished and lowered, so we can focus a little more on the real dangers and the real peace that God can give us. That God can then help us to be a little more otherworldly, a little better removed from those outside disturbances. So, meek and quiet spirit. Just for women? I think it's for all of us. That's something we all need to see. Now, as I conclude, how are we doing in removing those outside disturbances from our lives? Being gentle. Give yourself, men, now, a rating on a scale of 1 to 10. These words, meek and quiet, should also describe how we approach God. Our 21st century culture promotes a spirit of restlessness. My rights, there's so much injustice going on in the world. How are we going to fight against all of these things? And God teaches us that in spite of all these storms, our Heavenly Father is at the helm. He is in control of the ship. We can be meek and quiet in spite of that. And yet, sometimes when we open God's Word, we see things that we just don't understand or we don't get. And sometimes when we're teaching others, and if we're honest, sometimes when we deal with these texts ourselves, our initial reaction is, I don't know about that verse. Surely there's something else that we have to take into consideration here. Maybe we don't approach the Bible meekly as we should. And how often this has happened to us, we show someone a very plain passage about something as basic as the importance of being baptized for the remission of sin. And you can see instant resistance. You've got to fight that tendency. How do we accept the word? James 1:21, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness. There's our word. The implanted word, which is able to save your soul. I'm confident that everyone here tonight knows Christ. You know something about His love. You know something about His death and His resurrection. Jesus asked us through the Apostle Peter to repent, to change our lives, to get away from the empty, shallow world that we live. He tells us to be baptized into Christ for remission of sin, Acts 2:38. How do you respond? Is there some instant resistance that comes up in you? Then you haven't learned the importance of accepting God's word with a meek and quiet spirit yet. Might there be someone tonight who is willing to get rid of that resistant attitude and turn back to Christ with that meek and quiet spirit to receive with meekness the planted word? Someone tonight would like to be baptized and tied into Christ. We want to help you. Let us know as we stand and sing the invitation song.
Good luck.